as part of an occasional series, we're answering your questions about Pennsylvania. Elliot Adler from Philadelphia was wondering about the cameras and sensors he sees along the highway.
My question is, what are these sensors doing, how are they doing it, and what, if any, information are they storing?
Keystone Crossroads' Eleanor Klibanoff hit the road to investigate and found that the sensors outside the car are the least of our worries.
To answer Adler's question, I drove from State College, where I live, to Harrisburg, where the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation is headquartered. Along the drive, I started to notice things I'd never seen before.
Oh, look, there's one right up there on the pole. It's a camera that he's talking about. It's like an egg shape, or like an eye almost, watching me. It's a little freaky, I'll be honest.
My concern only grew when I got to the Regional Traffic Control Center in Harrisburg. There, feeds from a portion of PennDOT's 900 cameras were streaming onto a wall of screens. These feeds are monitored 24/7, 365 days a year, by traffic control specialists like Marcus Lamana.
All of our cameras have pan-tilt zoom, 360 degrees, so I can flip a camera, look to the northbound side, or we can zoom in really good if I want to look out far on the bridge.
And it's not just Lamana. Anyone can watch a version of these feeds online, and PennDOT has video sharing agreements with other state agencies, news channels, and law enforcement groups. Staring at this wall of screens showing cameras I had just recently driven under, I was beginning to feel a little surveilled. Then I talked to Doug Tomlinson, PennDOT's Director of Traffic Management.
We don't know anything about any of the drivers that are in these vehicle streams. We don't care about any of the drivers in the vehicle streams. I'm trying to understand, what are the conditions on the roadway so that we can do something to make traffic flow better?
The cameras are like 900 eyes on the ground to help PennDOT move traffic more efficiently around the state. Tomlinson says the footage is recorded over immediately, no one can record the feeds permanently, and these cameras aren't sharp enough to read license plate numbers. But that's just PennDOT. Across the Commonwealth, cities, state agencies, and private companies are working together to use cameras to collect tolls, catch red light runners, and help control smart traffic lights. Those cameras create a lot of data, which researchers are hoping to use to make transit safer, faster, and more efficient. And when they do collect driver-level information, everyone involved promises not to misuse it. When I told that to Sasha Meinrath, he used an 8-letter word I can't put on the radio. Meinrath is a telecommunications professor at Penn State and an internet privacy activist.
A developer that says we're going to put X camera into this thing and that's all we're going to do, and we're going to forego anything else that might collect data that could be commercialized later, is not living in the real world.
And commercialization isn't Meinrath's worst fear. That would be the possibility, or he says guarantee, of all that data being abused. A company could change hands, laws could loosen, or there could be a data breach. But if that's a concern for you, consider the information you are already willingly giving away by using GPS apps like Google Maps or Waze. PennDOT has a deal with a third-party aggregator to get all the data you're giving and getting from those apps. Here's Doug Tomlinson, PennDOT's traffic guy again.
Instead of having to put equipment out every mile or half mile, we can now work with a private company and understand literally in minute increments everything that's going on every stretch of road across the Commonwealth.
I asked Elliot Adler, the original poser of the question, whether this information would make him stop using GPS apps. He said, probably not.
And it becomes like so ingrained in your life that you need Google Maps to survive, basically. You know, you can't get anywhere without it.
As for me, when I left PennDOT, I decided to keep my phone off and my whereabouts to myself. Took me three times as long, but I eventually found my way back to the highway. Eleanor Klibanoff, Keystone Crossroads.